Hello, everyone, and welcome to Let Go and Let God.
Let go and let God. Always let Him lead. Whatever faces us, He is all we need. Let go.
Listening to Let Go and Let God with Art Serrano. Hi, everyone. Did you have a good week? Most importantly, did you make time to pray to Jesus? There's nothing more important than prayer, and it's through prayer that we get to talk directly to Jesus anytime we want about anything on our minds. Prayer lets us build a relationship with Jesus, and the more we pray, the stronger that relationship becomes. In time, we learn through prayer how to let go and let God, which is when we give the Lord all our troubles and problems and we let Him handle them. This lets us live our lives in peace and contentment without any stress, concerns, or fears. I spent most of my life as someone with very little faith and had no relationship with the Lord. I hardly went to church and I didn't pray. Luckily, in 2010, through a series of events that I believe were created by the Lord, I found Jesus. And to this day, my faith is stronger than ever. So if you're struggling with your faith, have doubts, or lack faith, please keep listening because together we'll get you to a better place. On our last show, our topic was Do As I Say, Not As I Do, and how as Christians, we must always lead by example and never expect anyone to do something that we ourselves do not do. On today's show, we're going to speak about something I think too many of us take for granted and don't think about, and that is we are all special. As humans, we tend to notice what we like about others, such as who is good-looking, who's successful, and who has this and who has that. Most of us take what we have for granted while we aspire to obtain what we don't have. But if we all took stock of ourselves, we would see that each of us has many wonderful qualities, abilities, and talents that are unique. In fact, they are not just unique, but special, for they have been given to us by God. In the eyes of our God, we are all special. In the Bible it says, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10, for we are God's handiwork, created in Christ Jesus to do good works, which God prepared in advance for us to do. This Bible verse tells us that it's through the works of our Lord that we have not only been born, but also blessed with His handiwork, making us special. And because our Lord hopes that we will live as Christians, He has given us the ability to do good works. Yet, we can only take stock of ourselves if we stop for a moment and analyze all we can about us. Unfortunately, too often, our observation points out what we don't like about ourselves rather than what we are pleased with. Thinking like this is not only wrong, but it doesn't allow us to truly enjoy our lives, and it is not pleasing to our God. Now, I'm not saying we should all walk around with huge egos telling everyone how great we are, but what I am saying is each of us needs to recognize the gifts we have received from our God, be thankful to Him for them, and use them whenever we can. The person who is talented and able to build things with his hands may do it as a trade, but even if not, he should be open to helping someone who may need some work done to their home but can't afford to hire someone to do it. The person who has a beautiful singing voice should always be more than willing to sing in church, either with the choir or as a leader of song. These types of acts show our Lord that we recognize our talents, we are grateful, and we are willing to share them with others. This also lets our Lord know that we recognize His gifts to us and that we are all special. Understanding that each of us is unique and that we are all special is another step in living life as a Christian. Today we're talking about we are all special. God gave each of us special gifts that make us who we are. As Christians, we're obligated to appreciate them and use them. We should never ignore a talent God has given us. Using the example I gave earlier about the person who has a wonderful singing voice would be wrong if they chose not to sing in church with the choir or as a leader of song, especially because they wouldn't make the time, or worse yet, because the church couldn't afford to pay them. We are all special in the eyes of our God, primarily because of how He made us. And when we choose to ignore a talent He has given us, we are doing Him a great injustice, and we are not following the laws and commands of our God. Always appreciate what the Lord has given us, and because God has chosen us for those special gifts, we are all special. The first song I'm going to play today has a nice message. One of the most rewarding experiences we can enjoy is when we give to others. Some would say there is no greater feeling than when we give. Our Lord wants us all to be generous with others. The song I'm about to play is called "Giving is Much Better Than to Receive." In life, it's nice to get gifts, but I have to agree that giving a gift is always much better than to receive one. In the verses, we hear that so many of us don't think about the needs of others as often as we should, and how many of us put our needs before the needs of others. Then in a chorus, how we feel when we learn the joy of giving. The words in the chorus are, "Giving is a feeling that comes from your heart. The Lord says to give, for we shall not want. Giving helps so many, all those who are in need. Giving is much better than to receive." Please listen now to my song, "Giving is Much Better Than to Receive."
Many in this world have so much they could share. Some just don't see the need, others just don't care. But when we learn to give, we find the meaning of love. Comes from God above. God taught us all to love and to give. Open your heart, it's how we should live.
Giving is a feeling that comes from your heart. The Lord says to give, but we shall not want. Giving helps so many, all those who are.
Giving is a feeling that comes from your heart.
much better
than to receive.
We'll be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Today's topic is, we are all special. Those four words are nice to say, but what do we do when we don't feel special? There are moments in our lives when we're facing difficult or challenging times, which can come from financial, health, marital, or job-related problems. During these times, I'm sure that many of us do not feel special. Even in the best of times, we may not recognize the gifts God has given us, and if we don't, we can't understand that we are all special. For all of these situations, there is one simple solution: prayer. Prayer is our answer to so many things, because when we pray, we can talk directly to Jesus about anything on our minds. Surely, if we're faced with difficult times, we need to, through prayer, share them with the Lord, let Him know what is troubling us and why, and ask Him to give us the strength and guidance to get through them. If we don't feel special, if we're incapable of seeing what talents and abilities we have because we focus on others and what they have that we don't, we need to pray to Jesus and ask Him to open our eyes and let us recognize the gifts we have been given by the Lord that we ourselves are not recognizing. Our lives today are filled with so many tasks and to-dos that often we don't see how lucky we are, and therefore we cannot appreciate the gifts God has given us. Pray to Jesus and let Him know that we need His guidance to acknowledge our gifts and to let the Lord know how much we appreciate them. And if we know someone who we see that doesn't look at themselves as being special because of the problems they have or they're consumed with what others have that they do not, pray to Jesus for them and ask Him to intervene to open their eyes so that they can see the gifts God has given them and help them to recognize them and appreciate them. So as we go through our week, think about what qualities, abilities, and talents we have. Be sure to thank Jesus for them when we pray. And if we're unable to recognize what gifts we have, seek His help and let Him open our eyes to fully understand and appreciate all we have. Understanding how to use prayer to better our lives is another part of living life as a Christian. Talking more about today's topic, we are all special, let us turn to the Bible where it says, Luke chapter 12, verse 7, "Why, even the hairs of your head are all numbered. Fear not, you are of more value than many sparrows." This Bible verse tells us how involved our Lord is in the creation of each of us and how valuable we all are because each of us is unique in our own way. The next song I'm going to play is a fun and jazzy song called Water into Wine. The song tells the story of the wedding at Cana. Jesus, who had not yet started His ministry, was attending the wedding as a guest along with His family. During the wedding, while everyone was having a wonderful time, the banquet facility ran out of wine. Jesus' mother Mary asked Him to help, but Jesus was not interested, saying to His mother, "My time has not yet come," which was His way of saying He had not yet started His ministry. But Mary persisted, and Jesus, being her son, could not refuse. Mary told the servants to do whatever Jesus told them. They did, and suddenly the wine casks that Jesus told them to fill with water were now converted into wine. This was the first miracle that Jesus performed. Please listen now to my song, Water into Wine.
Jesus went along with Mary.
if he would try. But when she asked, he did not wish to comply. Why do you involve me, is what he said. My hour has not come and not come yet. But he knew her request, he could not deny. Do whatever he tells you, Mary cried out. The servants listened, but they had their doubts. But before their eyes, wine appeared in a big supply. It's a true story, not a myth, about Jesus of Nazareth. He saved a wedding, changing water into wine. Jesus performed a miracle.
Be right back.
You're listening to Let Go and Let God with your host, Art Suriano. If you would like to learn more about Art, email him your questions, or listen to the music you are hearing on these shows, just log on to letgoandletgod.net or find him on Facebook, YouTube, Spotify, iHeart, or Apple. You can also listen to the podcast version of all the shows wherever you get your podcasts, or log on to letgoandletgod.net.
According to the church calendar, we celebrate the second Sunday in ordinary time. In our last segment, we heard about the wedding at Cana in the song Water into Wine. Today's gospel shares the full story about the wedding and the amazement of all the guests who attended the wedding, along with the servants who witnessed the miracle Jesus performed when he converted the water into wine. What's most significant about this gospel is not just the story and what took place, but the recognition of the beginning of Jesus' ministry. The psalm for today is Psalm 96, "Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations." The meaning of this psalm is to openly share and announce God's incredible acts of power, mercy, and deliverance to people from every part of the world. In writing the music for this psalm, I used the ancient text with a modern melody and arranged with full orchestration. Please listen now to my version of Psalm 96, "Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations."
Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations. Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations.
steeds to all, to all the nations. Sing to the Lord a new song. Sing to the Lord all you lands. Sing to the Lord, bless his name. Salvation day after day till his glory among the nations, among all peoples, his wondrous deeds. Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations. Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all. Give to the Lord glory and praise. Give to the Lord the glory due his name. Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations. Proclaim his marvelous deeds to all the nations.
Be right back. Ever thought about doing a podcast, but you're not sure how? My buddy Chris Daly is the go-to guy to get your show started the right way. He'll handle your intros, outros, background music, plus a full guide to help you build your audience. Right now, get $100 off your launch, plus a free strategy call. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Text LGLG to 713-269-4620. Do it now. Each week, we conclude with a special message or a story from God's Corner. This is titled, How Much Does a Prayer Weigh? Louise Redden, a poorly dressed lady with a look of defeat on her face, walked into a grocery store. She approached the owner of the store in a most humble manner and asked if he would let her charge a few groceries. She softly explained that her husband was very ill and unable to work. They had 7 children and they needed food. John Longhouse, the grocer, scoffed at her and requested that she leave his store. Visualizing the family needs, she said, "Please, sir, I will bring you the money just as soon as I can." John told her he could not give her credit as she did not have a charge account at his store. Standing beside the counter was a customer who overheard the conversation between the two. The customer walked forward and told the grocer that he would stand good for whatever she needed for her family. The grocer said in a very reluctant voice, "Do you have a grocery list?" Louise replied, "Yes, sir." "Okay," he said, "put your grocery list on the scales, and whatever your grocery list weighs, I will give you that amount in groceries." Louise hesitated a moment with a bowed head, Then she reached into her purse and took out a piece of paper and scribbled something on it. She then laid the piece of paper on the scale carefully with her head still bowed. The eyes of the grocer and the customer showed amazement when the scale went down and stayed down. The grocer, staring at the scales, turned slowly to the customer and said begrudgingly, "I can't believe it." The customer smiled and the grocer started putting the groceries on the other side of the scales. The scale did not balance, so he continued to put more and more groceries on them until the scales would hold no more. The grocer stood there in utter disgust. Finally, he grabbed the piece of paper from the scales and looked at it with greater amazement. It was not a grocery list. It was instead a prayer which said, "Dear Lord, you know my needs, and I am leaving this in your hands." The grocer gave her the groceries that he had gathered and stood in stunned silence. Louise thanked him and left the store. The customer handed a $50 bill to the grocer and said it was worth every penny of it. It was some time later that the grocer discovered the scales were broken. Therefore, only God knows how much a prayer weighs. Well, that's all the time we have today on Let Go and Let God. If you'd like to learn more about me, email me, or listen to the music you hear on these shows, log on to letgoandletgod.net. We're pleased to have been chosen by FeedSpot.com as one of their top 20 contemporary Christian music podcasts. Please remember to like our podcast, write a review, or share the show with a friend. Have a blessed week, and I look forward to seeing you next time on Let Go and Let God. Let go and let God.